Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back at Bulldog Arena as we're getting ready for the second half. Again, you're watching Bomber Basketball, Lady Bomber Basketball, and Bomber Sports Network on YouTube and listening on Class Kids 101.7, KCTT, Yellow Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you for tonight's broadcast. Inbound pass by Oklahoma is knocked away and stolen by Mountain Home, but then Lady Bombers turn right back over.
Yeah,
and another turnover.
I played shake it off right there coming in. I think the Lady Bombers are going to shake off a bad first half here. Coach Leonard came out of that halftime a little early and left his team in there.
And coming off that turnover, Jayla Yonkers hits the three-pointer up top. She's out double figures with 10.
But yeah, left his team in there. They're a senior-led team. They've been around the block. They came out here, him and Coach Husky, and sat on his bench for a couple minutes. The team's still in the locker room. I think they're anxious to see what happens here as far as a leader stepping up.
Sanders puts up the layup. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Fossas. It will be Oklahoma's ball with 7:17 left in the third quarter. Mounts home up 30-27 right now. It will be Linder inbounding on the far sideline. Gets it in to Sanders as Oklahoma's moving left to right in this second half. And now fouls will be called on Mitchell. That's her first personal foul. First team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter. Not much contact, I guess enough.
No, she was on a bar in her a little bit, had her hands on her. But Lady Bombers need to know that's how it's going to be called. We need to adjust.
Linder Sanders takes an inbound pass, and she draws contact.
Golly.
Oh, goodness. Libby Fosnes picks up her first personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the first quarter. We are 52 seconds into the second half. Again, Mounts home with a three-point lead. Linder will inbound on the near sideline. Gets into Sanders. Now up top to Nakia Hogan. Dribbles toward the right side. That goes back up top. Goes over to the left side. Gives it there to Garner. Garner dribbles up to the top. Back to Sanders. Sanders dribbles toward the right side.
Pressure by Mount Home's a lot better here in this man-to-man half-court defense.
Nakia Hogan puts up the three, no good, and the rebound's chased down by Fossas. Here's Yonkers quickly into the front court, gives it to Mitchell. She's going to put up the three on the right side, won't go. McCarron had the rebound for a moment, was knocked away, but Moore is able to get it. And now fouls will be called as Linder kind of fell on top of McCarron. Are they going to give that to McCarron? They are.
No way.
Wow. Okay. That's already the third team foul against the Lady Bombers, and as McCarron's first personal foul, Linder is
she's shaking up. Yeah, down there. She's in pain.
She's hurting even worse now.
Ankle. Looks like she's holding her ankle.
Yep. My goodness. Well, I don't know how long they're going to.
No, she's getting up.
She's
up now.
You're getting up. Okay. Or trying to, anyways. So she's going to be walked to the sideline. And so it looks like it's going to be Naisha Hogan checking in for her. 6:33 left to play in the third quarter. Mounts home up 30-27. However, the fouls are starting to pile up right now.
Yeah, three fouls already, and I don't know.
Yeah. Here's Nakia Hogan into the front court. Gives it to Garner. Garner with it at the top. Gives it there to Nakia Hogan. She'll dribble to the right side. Now gives it to Naisha Hogan. Leigh Shogun still dribbling on the right. Throws it to Hay just outside the lane. She dribbles into the paint. Loses the ball, and McCarron gets the steal. Back comes Mitchell. She nice finds Fonsis in the lane. Front of the layup. Good.
Nice pass. Brooklyn drew the defenders on the left side. Got it into Libby Fonsis' hand. Libby finished on the right side.
Fonsis has six. Mounts home up 32-27. Less than 6 minutes left in the third. Nakia Hogan. Actually, that's Naisha Hogan with it up top. Picks up a drill probably sooner than she needed to. Now gives it to Nakia Hogan just inside the half-court stripe.
17 seconds. They hadn't had their feet inside the three-point total just then.
Again, Nakia Hogan goes in for the layup. Too strong, and the rebound's controlled by Yonkers. She's quickly back the other way. Gives it to Moore on the right. Puts up the three there on the wing. Won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Garner. Garner quickly back the other way with it. Gives it to Naisha Hogan on the left wing. She'll dribble up toward the top. That goes over to the right side. Picks up a dribble. It's met by a double team. Tries to throw it to Hay, but it's stolen by Mitchell. Mitchell's quickly back the other way. She's going to go into the lane for the layup. It won't go. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. And this one won't go either, but she draws contact. She'll head to the line with 5 minutes left to play in the third.
Just kind of got her feet off balance on that first one.
So that's Naisha Hogan. I think that's what they said her name is pronounced. If I'm right, that's her fourth. The first team foul against the Flame here in the third quarter. So she checks out and is replaced by Felicity Kloss. Whitten Coleman comes in for Mountain Home as Anna McCarron takes a seat. So Brooklyn Mitchell at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is...
First time was up. Second was good, too. Second, yeah, made them both. Yeah, okay.
So her first 2 points of the night. Mountain Home's up three possessions. Their biggest lead of the night, I believe.
Yeah, we've had them scoreless here so far in the second half.
34-27, Lady Bombers up. Sanders with on the right side. Picks up a dribble. Now gives it to Nakia Hogan. She's going to dribble down into lane. Tries to give it to Hay, but pass out of her reach. It goes out of bounds. And Mount Tom will get back on the turnover with 4:35 left in the third.
Good one-on-one defense there by Witten on her. She's been able to get to the rim, but then great help coming over for the Lady Bombers on the backside.
Mitchell with it up top. Dribbles to the right side. Gives it there to Yonkers. Yonkers tries to give it to Foss. This ball is knocked away by Sanders and stolen by Garner.
Yeah, trying to get in a little pick-and-roll offense and... Mountain Home, try to get the pass down to Livy. Just a little short, good defensive play by Oklahoma.
It really was. Now, Mountain Home comes up with a defense play of their own as Coleman gets the steal. Goes back the other way. Can't get the layup. Yonkers gets off. It's a rebound. Gives it back to Coleman. Her jumper won't go. And this time, the rebound is controlled by Garner, and she's fouled. Witten Coleman picks up her first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter, and now a timeout is going to be called by Oklahoma. We will break with 4 minutes left to play, 4-1 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Oklahoma 34-27. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Oklahoma with the ball coming out of the timeout with about 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter as Mount Holmes up 34-27. Here is Nakia Hogan. She'll throw it to Garner, who mishandles the ball. It was actually knocked away, and throw goes off to Garner's leg and out of bounds. Mount Holmes will get back on the turnover.
Defensive pressure has been a lot better for the Lady Bombers.
Inbound pass goes to Moore. A full court man-to-man for the Flame. Moore with it up top as she gets into the front court.
Just holding Brooklyn down here.
Inbound pass goes to McCarron, and she is fouled from behind.
I got that call.
Mel Sanders picks up her second personal foul. Second team foul against the Flame here in the third quarter. 3:33 left to play in the period. 7-point Lady Bomber advantage. Yonkers in to inbound it. Now Mount Tom's going to call timeout. There really wasn't much movement on that.
No, there wasn't. They were trying to hit Anna McCarron on the post right there. She's got to get her hands up big.
So we'll break with 3:33. Let's play into the third quarter. It is Mount Tom leading Oklahoma 34-27. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
Mavs on the inbound once again under the baseline. Gets the ball, goes into Moore to Coleman. Back to Moore. Over to Yonkers on the right. She's going to put up the three. And good. And a foul's going to be called away from the ball.
They're going to get, I think they're going to count the basket.
Yeah.
They are going to count the basket, but it looks like they're going to get, who'd they get? Brooklyn or?
McCarn.
McCarn, yeah. In the back.
So the three-pointer does count. Yonkers now has 13. That is Anna McCarn's second personal foul. And that is the 15th. I thought that was, okay, the 15th foul. So I guess
an offensive side of the ball, though, I guess, is what they're going to call it.
The ball goes into the front court to Sanders.
Ball 10 started.
Start the clock.
Sanders with it.
We're still at 3:26.
Yeah, they're not starting the clock at all. All right, now they do.
We got a bonus 30 seconds on that. This one here.
Micaiah Hogan gives it to Sanders.
We played defense for 40 seconds, no shot clock. So,
hey, with it, her three-pointer won't go. The rebound's knocked around, and finally controlled by Coleman. Coleman back the other way. Gives it to Moore. She's going to put up the three. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled. I thought Yonkers was going to have it for a moment. It's going to be a jump ball, though, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball in the possession arrow. So Mount Holmes will inbound it. Yonkers will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. She tries to throw it to Coleman. Ball is knocked away by Nakia Hogan. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball on the near sideline. Felicity Kloss checking back in for the Flame as Mel Sanders takes a seat. 2:59 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Holmes up 37-27. Mitchell throws it over to Yonkers on the left side.
Nice pump fake.
Drills to the corner, puts up the jumper. Good.
Nice pump fake right there. Jayla got her girl in the air, Joe baseline. Nice little pull-up 15-footer.
And 15-4 Yonkers on the night.
Yeah, 12-0 Mountain Home in this third quarter. Starts with defense with this Lady Bombers team, and they're playing good defense right now.
Garner with it. Gives it to Nakia Hogan. She's going to put up the three on the left side. Won't go.
Hit the shot clock.
And it did hit the shot clock. That will be an out-of-bounds call, and Mountain Home will get it back with 2:34 left to play in the third. Yeah, I didn't think Oklahoma would be held scoreless at this point in the period.
No, our defense is playing really good.
McCarty with it gives it to Moore. Moore will throw it to Yonkers in the left corner. She's going to try another three. She is hot right now.
Yeah, great kick out there. Lakin Moore turned down a good two-point shot. One extra pass for the three. Great pass there by Lake.
Yonkers with 18 on the night. Now to him up 42-27.
13-0 run.
Garner with it. She's going to dribble it into the lane. Her layup is good, and she breaks Oklahoma's long scoring drought. Garner with 5 on the night. Now to him, up 42-29. Less than 2 minutes left to play in the third. Ball goes some more in the paint. Throws it to Coleman on the right side. Back to Moore. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Linder. She's walking a little better now.
Yeah, 1-for-6 from three from Lakin.
Linder dribbling toward the lane. Now kicks out to Sanders. I'm sorry, actually, that's Nakia Hogan. She's going to go in for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up. Ooh, it looks like she hit her head on the floor. Oh, she is.
She's rolling around. Oh, goodness gracious. Her head here.
I remember I did that one summer at team camp. It hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a loud thud.
Yeah. 1:32 left to play in the third quarter. They're calling the teams back. They're looking at her.
Yeah, she's moving around. She's on her belly. So they're just trying to take precaution with her, make sure she's okay.
Yeah.
Trainer from Springdale's down there as well as the coach from Oklahoma Flame.
Yep. I'll tell you what. We're going to go ahead and just take a break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. Right now it is Mount Holmes leading Oklahoma 42-29 with 1:29 left to play in the third. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
So Nakia Hogan took a seat after that injury. Mel Sanders came in to shoot the free throws for her. She gets both. That foul's on Jayla Yonkers. That is her third personal foul. Oklahoma in the bonus. Here is Moore into the front court as Mountain Home's up 42-31. Moore gives it to Yonkers in the lane. Finds Anderson. Tries to give it to Anderson, but she mishandles the pass, and the Linder comes up with a steal.
Good pass there by Jayla. Just missed it there on Lakin Anderson's side.
1:10 left to play in the third. Mountain Home up by 11. Ball goes over to Kloss on the right side. Down to Sanders on the low block. She will give it out to Garner on the left wing. Her three-pointer is up and in. Caroline Garner with 8 on the night. And Mountain Home's lead cut back to single digits. Moore with it in the lane. Gives it to Anderson on the right side. Down, tries to throw it down. Fossett's ball knocked away by Hay. It goes outbounds. Mountain Home will inbound it with 46.1 left to play in the third quarter. 24 left on the shot clock. Yonkers will trigger the inbound pass on the line. Gives it to Anderson. She's going to try for the three in the right corner.
Good. There you go. Nice little inbound play. Lakin Anderson said, I'm open. Why not? And drains it.
Lakin Anderson with her first 3 points of the night. Mountain Home up. Back up double digits. 45-34 our score. 32 seconds left to play in the third quarter. About a 6-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Here is Garner trying another three-pointer. This one won't go, and Yonkers gets the rebound. Shot clock's now off as Mountain Home has it with about 21 seconds left to play in the third. They can hold for the last shot of the period if they'd like. Moore dribbles up to the top, gives it to Yonkers there. Excuse me. Yonkers dribbling toward the right side. Down to four. Tries to throw it down to Fossett. Ball knocked away by Oklahoma. It will be Mountain Home's ball on the baseline with 2.2 seconds left to play in the third.
Got one play here out of bounds. Got to get a shot off quick. Got to know your time if you're the Lady Bombers.
Yonkers will inbound it. Underneath the basket, gives it to Fossett, who immediately puts up the shot. It won't go, and come to the end of the third quarter.
Well, good third quarter there by your Lady Bombers.
Mountain Home outscored them 18-7 in that period.
Yep.
So we got 8 minutes. Let's play in this one. Our score at the end of three, Mountain Home leading Oklahoma 45-34. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals. Perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense Bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West.